When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hello, and welcome to the last ever My Dad Wrote a Porno footnotes. This is very emotional, guys. It wasn't planned either. This is a special bonus.
Yeah, this is a bonus episode because the reaction was so overwhelming. We're in the news in America.
Yeah, we were really kind of blown away by all of the support and, I'm going to say it, guys, love. The outpouring of love on social media when we announced that we were ending really kind of took us by surprise. And we thought we couldn't end the show without hearing from you guys. You've been such a huge part of the show. You're the reason that we love doing it. So one last footnote to celebrate you guys. It just had to be done.
James, it can't have passed you by that by setting up a hotline, you were sort of putting us in the same headspace as when Take That broke up, when Jerry left the Spice Girls, when other major cultural phenomenons occurred.
Yeah, maybe it was overreaching a little bit. But yeah, we did set up a voicemail service, basically, for people to leave their thoughts, messages, rants. And my God, the inbox is full, guys. Should we listen to some? Shall I just play you one?
Yeah.
Yeah, play us one. But do keep listening, guys, because at the end of this episode, there is a very, very special Belinka moment you are not going to want to miss. But yes, James, take it away.
All right. Here we go. Here's the first message.
Hi, porno peeps. Just a quick one to say that I've had an absolute shitter of a year. And you guys have been a small part in helping me get through it. And I'm lying awake at 4 a.m. with unhelpful thoughts running through my brain. Your podcast, it's been the best distraction. So thank you, Alice, James and Jamie. And thank you, Rocky. Love you, you filthy slags. Bye.
You filthy slags.
It's our pleasure.
Another one?
Sure.
I'm a little bit crushed. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sad because it has really got me through some fucking shit times in my life. I am your biggest fan and I've probably listened to it over and over again. I'm going to say at least like 20, 30 times, like from start to finish, because sometimes I don't want music and I definitely don't want silence. So your podcast goes on. So I'm on season 6, episode 2 at the moment, which I just listened to while making my chicken Kiev salad. And I will continue to listen to it on repeat until I fucking die. So thanks again for the laugh.
I love the way she skims over chicken Kiev salad.
It's very rocky, actually, that meal.
I hope she's defrosted it. That's all I can say.
This is a recurring theme, actually. People who are having a tough time, you know, have broken up with somebody, somebody's died, awful stuff happening. And I know the feeling of not being able to listen to music. You know, mm-hmm. Music just
it's almost
feeling
too emotional.
Sad, yeah, too emotional. Yeah. And so there must be some kind of palate cleansing that happens with My Dad Wrote a Porno because there's no emotion in there.
No, it is so nice to hear. Like, we've had so many messages from people, which I'm sure we'll come on to, of, you know, people saying we got them through difficult times. And, like, that is the best outcome of this whole show, surely.
Yeah, and it isn't just voicemails. You know, you've been emailing us, you've been DMing us.
Yeah, Erica's been on. She's a tallish woman from Texas. And she said, to this point, actually, that her therapist got her onto My Dad Wrote.
No way.
Oh.
So not only are we a comfort, we're a medicine, baby Kate.
Peter in Denmark said that he used the podcast to scare away a bear. That was an interesting one.
What do you mean? mean?
He was like trekking, like going on like a hike or something. I think a big one for like weeks. And he came across a bear and nothing got rid of the bear apart from James's squawking, probably. Thought it was some exotic bird out to kill him. Yeah, so he used the podcast to save himself from a bear attack.
Wow.
James, you are repugnant to humans and animals alike.
Well, I was thinking I'm a hero, but however you want to phrase that.
Okay, can we have another one, James?
Yeah, sure. Come on, let's do another one.
Hi, my dad writers corner team. It's Amy. I'm so sad that the show is ending because it's meant so much to me. I actually, when you announced it on Instagram and stuff, I actually welled up. And I can't express how sad I am at the fact that you're ending. And I just wanted to let you know that, see, I'm even welling up now, this is so stupid, that you guys and Belinda and the books and Rocky have meant so much to me in my struggles, and you just made my daily life so much better. So all my big smutty love.
Aww.
Jeez, that got me. And you know I'm made of stone. Gosh.
It is amazing how us reading terrible dad porn has touched people's lives in such an emotional way. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, what I've been struck by in the emails is the subject lines of some of the emails. Kyle's emailed us and it just says, devastated, loads of exclamation marks.
That is one way to get our attention.
It really is.
Oh, another voicemail is incoming.
Hi, James, Jamie and Alice. This is Anthony in Dallas, Texas. I wanted to say thank you for the years of fun and laughter. You've been this presence in my life for the last 5 years, just bringing joy and humor and happiness and getting me through some dark times. So thank you so much for all you've done. You will be missed, and I'll remember this podcast and the joy that it brought for a long time. Thank you so much.
They do sound a little bit like we've died.
Yeah.
We'll remember you.
This is like going to your own funeral, isn't it? Hattie sent us a voicemail and she's been talking about how she's been on a big recruitment drive for listeners.
Hi, James, Jamie and Alice. My name's Hattie and I've managed to get my whole family involved, all my brothers and sisters listening. Bearing in mind, I'm one of six. It's even got to the point where my toddler runs around asking to listen to Belinda. My toddler runs around shouting Belinda Blink quotes. He heard about the pomegranate and we had to buy pomegranates for a solid 3 weeks. All he wanted was to see pomegranates. Now, I don't know if that's because he's a breastfed baby, so he's already obsessed with boobs. But when he asked for milk, he says pomegranate. Well, in his baby language.
Are you joking?
That's insane.
Pomegranates.
Are you actually joking?
He just points at her boobs and goes, pomegranates, pomegranates.
Think of all the other stuff that the toddler's hearing.
Yeah, Belinda quotes. Belinda quotes. It's a toddler.
I love a toddler quoting.
It's a very advanced toddler.
It is kind of astonishing what we are the soundtrack to. And we've talked about this since the beginning. The things that people do whilst they listen to the show. And we've had a message from Zainab who says, you've been keeping me particularly cheery during a year and a half of frustrating and depressing fertility treatment. I came to see you at Royal Festival Hall on the day that I was told another round had failed. And it was precisely the weird, stupid evening I needed. I've just come from a scan confirming that I'm 7 weeks pregnant and that there's a heartbeat.
Amazing. Yay. Wow.
The app I'm using to track the progress currently remarkably looks like a mollusk that's fallen out of its shell. See attached the screen grab, which she's attached, and it does look like a mollusk that's fallen out of its shell. And she said, I thought you might like to know that we're therefore naming the embryo Ian Snail.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That is
Can
so
I just
good.
Stress, the embryo, not the baby.
Okay. Yeah.
The baby is not called Ian Snail.
Well, in a similar vein, we've had an email from Louise, who was 2 days overdue with her baby. And the midwife came around in the afternoon, tried to perform a sweep to encourage the baby to kind of get going and start coming out. Didn't work. Then she spent the afternoon in a hot bath and eating chocolate. But it wasn't until she listened to season 2, episode 15, Jim's Secret of My Dad Wrote a Porno, that her contractions were in full swing. So she says, I mean, the subject line of the email is, Rocky helped deliver my baby.
Wow.
She claims porno got that baby out.
This is not the only story we've got where my dad wrote a porno was nearly the first sound that a baby heard.
Oh, my, you're not kidding. Yeah, Mary-Kate got in touch. This is insane, guys. So she was at one of our London Palladium shows and her friend went into labour shortly after we gave her a shout out on the stage, and she had to leave during the interval because the baby was being born.
What?
Why did she leave? What a finale.
And they've called the baby Isabella.
Oh, Bella.
Which I think is probably an homage.
That's awful. One day so that sorry. Baby will be Bella.
Poor child.
Speaking of naming people things after characters from the books.
Tenuous, go on.
Got an email here all the way from New Zealand. This is from Lydia. Hello, I thought you might like to know that Belinda Blumenthal the Kea, an endangered alpine parrot, is flapping around the mountains of New Zealand, going to important business meetings and plotting to overthrow Bish's regime from her high mountain perch. And she sent us a link. You can track Belinda Blumenthal in real time.
What?
So yeah, there's Belinda Blumenthal. She's an adult female.
James is showing us the map of... Oh, wow. It's like the like mountain range projection. Yeah. Wow. Okay. And she's doing well. She's thriving.
She seems to be. She seems to be near Mount Mitchell at the moment. So good
beautiful,
for her. Good
beautiful
for her.
Part of the world. You two have probably been up there.
But yeah, love that. Love that there's a parrot flying around New Zealand called Belinda.
Yeah.
And that Rocky's inspired a sort of conservation effort.
This is fun. Should we do another one?
Another voicemail. Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, Porno team. My name is Alice. Good name. And I'm 18 and I'm from Kent in England. And my God, when I tell you, this show has seen me through it. I first came to the show when I was like 14. So it's been a long time coming. It got me through literally all of my A-levels and my GCSEs. And now I'm at uni and I listen to it at least 3 times a day. And it also just made me like so much more comfortable with my sexuality. Because Belinda, fucking badass. But huge love to you and Rocky. I don't think you understand quite how much of a difference you've made to the world. I just have a lot of love for you and the Asses and Donkeys Trust. Bye.
That's how I want to sign off every call from now on. The Asses and Donkeys Trust. Bye.
Sorry, she started listening when she was 14.
I know.
That's
14.
Not okay.
I mean, I guess it's kind of sex education according to Emma Thompson. That's so true. In that way.
Shavoom.
I didn't know we had listeners in Poland, but apparently we do because lovely. Anna's been in touch.
Hi, this is Anna. I live in Poland and I'm just really excited to be leaving this message. I just wanted to say thank you. I started to listen to this podcast when I was going through a really tough time. I had a bad breakup and I was just a big fucking mess. And I remember laughing my ass off in IKEA, in a shop, in a tram. I was completely in love with your podcast, and I'm so grateful for you, for your work, and for Rocky as well. So give him my best wishes. Thank you for being present in my toughest times. Thank you again.
I love Anna. Oh, what a little cutie.
What a sweetie pie.
That is so
I
lovely.
Adore giving Rocky best wishes for what he's thrust upon the world. He does not deserve best wishes. He deserves a cease and desist.
Do you want another one?
Fancy another one?
Fancy another one?
Hi, guys. My name's Ben, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for the podcast. My memory of My Dad Wrote a Porno is walking around the park in the town in which I live, trying to get my 8-month-old daughter to go to sleep in a pram in the pouring rain, soaked to the skin, in utterly miserable conditions, but listening to the podcast and just laughing and having a brilliant time. You got me through the 8-month sleep regression, and I'm so, so grateful. Thanks so much, guys.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
So what? He walks his 8-month-old round in the rain listening to us.
And the 8-month-old likes that? Hey, whatever gets you through the days is what I say.
Absolutely. I mean, we've said it before, though. Do not operate heavy machinery or manage a child when listening to My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Not recommended.
What is incredible from going through all these emails is the breadth of ages. I kind of assumed it would be people our age, younger people, but we got an email from Lisa who said, "Indeed, Rocky doesn't know much about sex, but don't blame that on his age. As a woman in her sexual prime, aka 60 years old, I can promise you that most of us old farts have lots more experience than you and know exactly what to do with our various saggy, baggy and otherwise decrepit parts. And we have way more free time than you do too. So we get to have more sex than you've ever dreamed of, except maybe James."
Well, fair play, Lisa. You know, I hope I'm having as much sex as you when I'm 60.
It is interesting though, isn't it? Thinking about the listeners, because often we're just not thinking about how many people are listening, where they are all over the world, as you say, who they are, what age they are. I really, really love this message from Becky, who says, "As an ASL interpreter, I try to challenge myself by practicing interpreting interviews, TED Talks, music, etc. By far the most challenging thing I've ever attempted to interpret has been every single chapter of Belinda Blinked. It's been humbling and entertaining trying to think of fun and interesting ways to sign breasts plunging like pomegranates, showing the minuscule vole, or how to show someone's reaction to blue semen." Becky, you're a hero. Thank you.
That's brilliant. And it's really helped people kind of discover things about themselves. Like Ricky got in touch and said, "I was always convinced growing up that I was asexual. And listening to Belinda Blinked over the last few years has actually confirmed that for me." And Harrison in America said that it helped him come out as gay. So, you know, it's really helping people across the spectrum.
Wow, in what way?
Well, he said that the podcast showed him that it wasn't a big deal to be into the same sex. And knowing friends of his listen and enjoy the show allowed him to realise that they could be cool with him coming out. And they were, and he's never been happier.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations, Harrison.
The bonkers side effects of your dad scrawling in that pavilion, honestly, like fantastic.
And you know, we have given dad a bit of a rough time over the years, not just for his porn, but also for his business knowledge. Hmm. But Rhea got in touch and said that, look, Rocky's approach to business is as unbalanced as his view to everything else, but some things are very accurate. She works in business, guys. She knows her stuff. She said,
"We're going to have to cut you off there, Rhea, but thank you so much for your message."
She said that one episode featured a discussion about payment terms influencing supermarket position of Steel's products, which we all seem baffled by, but actually she thought was a very reasonable position to land on if those were the key issues for the parties involved. So actually, maybe dad did know his stuff after all.
I mean, you know, hands up. I think Alice and I will both admit there's definitely been times when we've ribbed him too far and perhaps, you know, we've been in the wrong. We'll say it. Maybe we've been in the wrong.
Speak for yourself. No, we have definitely had moments where I think, oh my God, Rocky Flintstone's lawyers are going to come for us because he actually does know what he's talking about.
Speaking of the business advice in the books, we've actually had a voicemail from someone whose life has been altered, improved by the business advice in the books.
I just wanted to say, I've been listening since my very first job in 2016, when I was a teenager at a retail thing. And now I am a graduate with a university degree, going about my life, and that is because Belinda installed such an elegant policy of, fuck yeah, let's do it. Let's do it in the sexiest way possible. Thanks, Porno.
There you go.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. There you go. That is a business mantra.
I need to know what graduate scheme he's on.
And keeping on the business theme, Hugh and Wayne got in touch from Malaysia, who said that they met at a conference, much like the Pots and Pan Pacific conference, but they bonded over listening to My Dad Wrote a Porno at the conference.
What? That brought them together? And what? Are they still together?
They're still together.
Oh, I love that.
I know, isn't that mad? So sweet.
I love how we're pinballing here, but you mentioned Malaysia. I got another Malaysia connection.
Go.
Louise has been on. She says, I moved to Malaysia for a few months for work and it was a hugely stressful time. My friend sent me a link to My Dad Wrote a Porno saying you will love this, and I absolutely did. But the most My Dad Wrote a Porno part of Louise's story is that when she was at uni, her dad did actually write a porno, but not in the way that Rocky did. He accidentally, I don't even know how to say this, sexted Louise.
Oh my God. What? Sorry. Keep reading, Al. Keep reading.
She's on her way to meet her dad for lunch. And apologies in advance for the language. But she gets a text from her dad thinking that it's going to say like running a bit late or I'm here or do you want a coffee or whatever. And it says, it was amazing to come in your juicy cunt, hun. Kiss, kiss.
Oh, my God. Is that the first use of the C-bomb on My Dad Wrote a Porno?
Oh, my God. We're going to have to beep it.
juicy.
She says, juicy is the worst bit of it. And yeah. She didn't know how to deal with it. And so, unlike Jamie, she just ignored it and went for lunch.
Really? And they never spoke of it ever again.
They never spoke of it.
That was my other option, to be fair.
I can't believe, in amongst all the horrendous things that Rocky's written, I'm the first one to drop a C-bomb. Oh, boy.
Potty mouth. You're a dirty little potty mouth. I've always said it about you.
All I can say is it was verbatim. I'm so sorry if you're offended.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Now, we don't always realise just how much our negative thoughts and experiences stick with us and weigh us down. You might find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mum does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting.
Maybe it's time to get all of this off your chest. And I'm sorry about what I said last week, James. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. And that's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it, so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mydad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mydad.
Grace has been in touch.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, James, Jamie, Alice and Rocky. My name is Grace. I live in Paris, and every day on my way to work, I walk past the Moulin Rouge, and every day I look at it and I think, it's not as good as the Moulin Rouge. The podcast has changed my life infinitely because during the pandemic, I was stuck here and I couldn't get home to see my family. And me and my best friend decided to make the podcast part of our day in order to just get through the crippling anxiety that brought to us through the pandemic. So every day we had a listening party, just us two. We couldn't see each other. We couldn't get home to each other. And the podcast brought us closer together and it just helped brighten our day. So thank you so much. It means the world to us.
Aww.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I love the idea that there are real world locations which have also been desecrated by Rocky's writing.
Yes.
That you can't walk past major landmarks without thinking of him.
I think when people come to London now, they do walking tours of Belinda Blink locations. Like, I've seen a couple of emails of people saying they've been to Cricklewood Pumping Station.
No.
Yeah.
No way. Even we haven't gone there.
Which is a massive, like, detour out of your way to go and
central.
See that. Yeah, and probably incredibly unimpressive when you get to it. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah, incredible.
Well, it's funny because, you know, people have kind of tried to make Belinda into like a cultural thing, you know, by doing that sort of thing. And Nicole from Italy got in touch. She's living in Paris, but she came to see us in Stockholm. And she told all of her family that she was going to see the museums. She couldn't bear to tell them that she was going to a live sex show. So, you know, it goes both ways, the cultural thing.
Just quickly, staying in Europe, we've had an email from Asti. I only want to read the subject line. He said, Copenhagen is in mourning. And he's put one of those O's with a line through it in mourning. I think he's trying to help you with your pronunciation, Jamie.
A lot of people pronouncing it like that, actually.
He spelt it MOUOLINERNING.
As I believe it's spelled.
The traditional Old English spelling.
James, let's have another voicemail.
Oh, Jamie, 'twould be my pleasure.
This is Kelly from all the way in California. And I thought I'd give this a shot just so you know how far the influence of Rocky's wacky and wonderful world of Belinda Blinked has reached. It's crazy to think that I started listening in my second year of university, and now I'm in my first year of getting my doctorate. And I just wanted to say that especially during COVID, this really felt like the most bizarre family on earth. And I really, really am thankful for it. So I'd really like to raise a glass of Chardonnay to you, Belinda, the Glee team, and Rocky, and basically all the good stuff.
Oh my God, it's so much nicer in Kelly's voice. Why didn't we just employ her to do it?
Can I just say I'd like to raise a glass to global lockdowns for giving us a nice little listener bump. Everyone's like, you got me through COVID. It's like, well, good.
I have to say, like, the pandemic seems to be a running theme that it's kind of helped people. And Paige got in touch to say that she listened to the entire of My Dad Wrote a Porno in the lab as she was researching COVID during the pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know she's legit because she didn't call it COVID. She called it SARS-CoV-2.
Oh, she's the real deal.
She knows her shit.
She knows what she's talking about.
I'm like, yeah, she knows. James, what other treats do you have there?
We've had a message all the way from Perth, Australia.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
we've played there.
We have. Here you go. Here's...
These accents are terrible.
Thank you.
Hey, Jamie, James and Alice. It's Riley from Perth, WA, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. My Dad Wrote a Porno has absolutely changed my life, and I listen to you every day still when I'm doing my washing, when I'm doing my cooking. My wife and I listen to you in the morning when we're getting ready for work. Just thank you. You brought so much joy into my life, so much love, and I cannot say how much I appreciate you. Rocky is heaven on a hat stand. He's the fucking money tits. So thank you all. Talk about you all the time. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Talk about us all the time. like we're family. How are James, Alison, Jamie? Yeah, they're good. They're good. Who have you got next for us, James?
We've got a listener from, drumroll please, Austria.
Ooh.
Hi, guys. Here's Sophia. I'm from Austria. And my mum's name is Petra. And I absolutely lost my shit when Petra, you know, the character, appeared in Jamie's amazing voice. So we often quote it at home whenever my mum says something weird, because my mum does say weird things a lot. So sometimes if she goes like, hello, then it will always come out.
It must be rough when someone you know has the same name as someone in the books. It must be hard to separate the two.
I mean, especially Petra. I'm really sorry about your mum, Sophia. I mean, I can only apologise.
That voice, James, I think that will, that and Bella will go down as your two most iconic voices. Now, we've had a very special email from listener Matt.
Oh, okay.
Without giving too much away, I like to keep it mysterious. He's asked us to call his boyfriend Jamie. To ask Jamie a question.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's call him.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. It's Jamie, James and Alice here. How are you?
Very nervous, thank you.
What on earth is going on, Matt? Why have you gathered us all here?
I just wanted to propose to my boyfriend.
What?
I know the podcast is coming to an end, so I thought maybe I can do something unique that nobody else is going to be able to do.
Oh, amazing.
So it was either this or the top of the Eiffel Tower or skywriting, and you were like, no, this is going to be the one.
How are you feeling, Matt?
Oh, I'm just wondering if it's too early to have a rum and coke.
It's never too early, Matt. It's never too early.
Do you think that Jamie will be expecting this question to be popped?
Not at all. He's always saying to me when he's had a drink, oh, where's my ring and stuff. My mum has said when he's drunk that he always says that I'd never ask him, so I don't think he's expecting it whatsoever.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
And do you have the ring on you? Are you all ready to kind of present the ring?
No, we've not really discussed if we'd even wear a ring.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll just, something we'll discuss afterwards.
Matt, where are you right now? It's very quiet.
Yeah, I'm sat in my car.
Oh, right, you're hiding out.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go back, make sure you're in the same place as Jamie, and then we're going to call Jamie and make this happen. Oh, my God.
I'm really hoping that when I ask him, he says Jamie blinked rather than yes.
Matt, aww. So do we. Believe me, so do we. We'd love that. Look, good luck. The next time we speak to you, you may well be an engaged man.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, all right, Matt.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
I can't believe it. Like, after 8 years, we finally get a My Dad Wrote a Porno proposal.
I'm so excited. I always thought it would happen at a live show.
Yeah. Guys, have we planned for what we do if he says no? I don't want to be that person.
We could send him a signed book.
We'd probably have to send them two because they might break up.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
No, I believe in Matt and Jamie's love. I think it's going to happen.
Right, should we call Jamie?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is that Jamie?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, it's another Jamie here, and I'm joined by Alice and James from My Dad Wrote a Porno. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Good morning.
This is a little call that Matt has arranged, just to say hi, see what you're up to. We hear that you have enjoyed Belinda's exploits in the past.
I have, yeah. I'm a little bit shocked, to be honest. At first I thought this was automated. I was like, how can this work?
Who's thinking about the technology?
I can't believe I'm talking to you. It's crazy.
Now, Jamie, we want to talk to Matt, actually. So can you put us all on speakerphone so we can all speak?
Okay, you're on speaker.
Are we on speaker? Matt, can you hear us, Matt?
I can.
Now, Jamie, there's another reason we're calling. Matt actually wanted to ask you something.
What?
Matt, take it away.
Okay, I just wanted to say I love you so much. You make me really happy. And I know you're always going out of your way with these big gestures for my birthday and Christmas and stuff. I thought maybe it's my turn to return the favour. Obviously, Belinda, we can't go without mentioning her. I know how happy she is when she's got a glass of shards in one hand and a turkey sandwich in the other. So I was hoping you could make me as happy as her by agreeing to marry me.
No, joking, mate.
What the heck? Well?
Yeah. Of course.
Brilliant.
Am I dreaming?
I was really hoping that you were going to say Jamie blinked.
Jamie did blink.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
From this automated message, Jamie, congratulations.
Oh my God, technology is amazing.
Wow. How do you feel, Jamie?
I feel like I'm dreaming, honestly. Wow.
Are you awake now?
Now, yeah, my heart's pounding.
Oh.
I mean, it's a lot for a 10 o'clock Saturday morning call, granted.
Well, it is, just definitely. To hear from you three and then that. Wow, God.
Oh, my God, you guys are engaged. Oh,
no, you're our first proposal ever.
Where's my ring?
I told you to say that.
Great question, Jamie, great question.
We'll go shopping
yeah,
now.
Yeah, about that. Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
Jamie, I'm taking it you're incredibly surprised. Like, you weren't expecting this at all.
Not at all. I never thought he would be the one to ask. I thought it'd be me.
Oh.
Well, we should let you have a proper moment, shouldn't we?
Yeah, oh. Guys, congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're so for doing happy this. For you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my God, it's our pleasure.
Let us know how the planning goes and when the wedding is.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, keep us updated.
I will do.
Feel free to use some of Rocky's words in the vows, of course.
Oh, really try and incorporate.
Or don't. Either way, whatever works for you.
Lots right, of love,
have
guys.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you Take so care, much. Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That was so lovely.
I was actually really tense that he was going to say no.
There was a bit of a pause, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a moment. I was like, this is going to go the wrong way.
I think he was just completely, completely bowled over.
I mean, you wouldn't expect it, to be fair. Us three calling you up. You wouldn't think, this is going to be the start of the rest of my life.
Wow.
I'm not sure how we top that emotional high.
But you know what, Al? I don't think we can. I think all there is to say is thank you to every single one of you who's got in touch today and over the past couple of weeks. It really, really does mean the world to us. I know we couldn't read out every email and every voicemail, but we have read and listened to every single one of them. And you really have made us as happy as three larks on a farm. So thank you so much. And actually, guys, Ed Mooney has written us a song to celebrate the end of My Dad Wrote a Porno.
We love a song.
We do. So we're going to play that in a second. But just to say, do come back next week for part two of the finale. Will Belinda say yes to Peter Rouse's offer of marriage? Who knows?
I doubt it will go as well as Jamie and Matt.
How could it? He thought he was dreaming. That's actually how I thought the books might end. So that feels very appropriate.
But yes, do come back next Porno Monday. And to play us out, it's Ed Mooney.
So after 7 years, after many laughs and tears, when all is said and done, Belinda will be gone. Though I'm so distraught myself, we'll raise a bottle to her health, wherever she is now. I hope we'll make her proud. Thanks for all the pots and pans, for all the places I had planned for us to go, I know. It's the end of the show. Thanks to Jamie, James and Alice for bringing Rocky with no malice. Though I don't want to go, I know. It's the end of the show. Life is shit, but we all move on. Without Belinda, it'll be so wrong. Don't wanna be left like a background goon, so I'm praying to the Norse gods you'll be back soon. When you get what you want, you feel great, and after 6 books, it's like you're our mate. So if this is the end, then come back soon, my friend. Thanks for all the pots and pans, for all the places I had planned for us to go. It's the end of the show. Thanks to Jamie, James and Alice for bringing Rocky with no malice. Though I don't want to go, I know. It's the end of the show. Tonic. Our 6 titties are supersonic. We don't mind men, we don't like fuss. We're the glue team, come and get us. What is the game? It's a song we sing. What is the game? No one knows the game. What is the game? My keys were in there. What is the game? That was my grandma's. My orgasm is still building and building and building and building and building and building and building. Okay, Georgie, 4G, we only have 40 minutes to get out. Or thereabouts. Oh, Belinda. Oh, Belinda. Oh, Belinda. Oh, Belinda. Oh, Belinda. Oh, Belinda.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.